As I was talking to Father Randall before, I said, it's really interesting to me to just use your own imagination and think about that first concept. If you think about the opportunity of who would have been the person who had this kind of revelation. Okay, if you can only think about who was the youngest apostle, John, who was the last one to die, John, who was sharing Mary from the cross, John. So, what is clear from the very earliest points of the church, we've been taught that Mary was conceived immaculately from the point of conception without original sin, which is also part of the word immaculate, that is, without the same Latin translation. So now we have immaculate conception being taught by the early part of the church until about 1854. Pope Pius IX has to declare this is true. This is the church truth of Mary is immaculately conceived. It's what we taught from the beginning of time. We were saying what it has to buy our relationship. No reason to change. We cannot prove or disprove at this time. So we have this idea now about the immaculate conception. Kids understand doctrine and some dogma of that old promise to be. But we still saw part about it. How do these readings make sense in light of immaculate conception? Trust your parents. First, if you look at Genesis, when we read Genesis, it's really ironic. It's a great no, isn't it? It's Adam and Eve saying no to everything God's offered in the paradise. It's Adam and Eve saying no to the graces that they have. Following their own free will, which is ultimately given to God. So they're following their hearts and what they want to do, and then they got to be God and not be able to serve justice. So they said no. And the second reason, from Ephesians, if you just look through a little lens of being, and you were following through a line, what would have spoken to you was the one line that's standing up where it says, you are chosen. Fascinating. After we've been removed from the garden,